Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to another edition of Tee to Green. It's our first edition here in August. Yes, August 2nd, 2025. We appreciate you being with us here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and on our live video stream. You can check us out on any of our platforms at T2G Buffalo. We're live on X. We're live on Instagram. We're live on YouTube as well, as we are live at one of our home clubs this week here to start off August, Pendleton Creek Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. I'm Brian Colzio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Metis, Jeff Blank, Kevin Sylvester, of course, part of our team, is down in Greensboro, North Carolina for the Wyndham Championship. We'll get to him coming up later on in the show. Jeff Metis, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning. A tiny bit autumnal out here, and the Bills are practicing. It's a little crisp in the morning, and I like this time of year. This is also typically club championship time of year, so people are going to be playing a lot of important golf tournaments at their clubs coming up, and yeah, it's a fun time of year. Still a lot of golf left. We still got all of August, all of September, all of October, and most of November.
Yeah, we have our club championship here today at Pendleton Creek, and we're going to be talking about it with PGA Pro Dylan Hayes in just one moment. I have 8:36 this morning.
Yes, you get to start off so whipping a 4-iron 220 yards off the first tee this morning, right?
Yes.
Brian? Yes.
What a start.
Yeah, you can handle it. Last time you stuffed it in there.
Yeah, we used to, in years past here, we used to have front back alternating. Mm-hmm. So the back starts a little easier.
It's a wedge.
Yes. But one might be the hardest opening tee shot in the fact that I'd rather hit like a driver at least, you know, and then there's some room for error here. Got to go over water. It's not a comfortable start here when you're coming off of sitting doing radio for an hour.
I think it's an opportunity for a birdie right out of the box. Hey, yeah, you can gain a couple strokes on everybody. You make a good score on that hole. Yeah, you're an athlete, Brian. You'll find a way.
That's right. Yes. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Jeff Blank, good morning.
Good morning.
A little crisp in the air here. You got your tee to green hoodie on?
I do, yeah. Jeff Metis said autumnal, I think is the word you used. I just say cold.
Yeah.
It's cold. And by the way, if you're hitting a 4-iron, Might want to club up with this weather. Here.
Oh, it's not that bad.
I'll be hitting a hybrid maybe.
I'll be hitting a hybrid.
And you're getting older. Pretty soon it'll be a three wood, and then Thanks. It'll be a driver, and then you'll move up tees.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for the reminder on that. All right, coming up on the show, Kevin Sylvester, as I said, he's at the Wyndham Championship. It's a big week on the PGA Tour because it's the last week for some of these players, not only maybe in their regular season, but they're trying to get in to the FedEx Cup playoffs. Jeff Blank, the top 70, will move on next week to the first round at the St. Jude Classic down in Memphis.
Yeah, which is a change. Usually it was the top 125. Now it's the top 70, so they're making some changes with the structure of the playoffs. So, yeah. So
we'll couple names on the border. That's going to be interesting to watch this week. And it does bring a little excitement to this event that otherwise wouldn't be there. Trying to squeeze into that playoff is important for a lot of these guys.
Yeah,
you just have one good week in the playoffs, and you just keep going on and on.
Yep. LPGA, a big event.
British Women's Open.
The British Women's Open. So, and Lodi Wad's been getting a lot of attention.
Yes, she has. Nice way to start her career last week. And she was obviously, we knew who she was from the Augusta National Women's Amateur. She did a great job there. She looks like she's going to be a serious contender in the professional ranks.
Yep. So we'll go through all the tours, Champions Tour as well. We'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week a little bit later on in the show. It's Club Championship Day, Jeff, so everybody's got to play the ball as it lies, so we're going to talk about all different lies out there and how to handle those.
You can't fluff it today? Yeah, you can't give it
I don't
the
think
old
so. We'll ask Dylan here in
kick-a-roo.
A moment.
Yeah, is that on the rules sheet?
Yeah.
If it's not, you can do it.
Yeah. And good question for you guys coming up here. We'll do it with Dylan, too, here. Marv Levy, our favorite Bills coach.
100.
He turns 100 this weekend. We're going to have the question here. Well, we'll do it right now. Let's bring in Dylan Hayes. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
How are we doing?
Doing good.
He's ready. In a good mood. It's Club Championship.
Ready for Club Championship. Yeah. Chipping off the events as we go on the year. And, ready to put the players at the test, see what they can do out there today.
All right, let's start with the trivia question. Why not here? Ready? So Marv Levy's turning 100. 100 is a magical number in golf. A lot of people try to break 100. So according to Golf Digest, golfers who play more than one round a year, okay? I mean, you have these people that, you know, play one round a year in, like, their company tournament or, you know.
In a scramble, yeah.
Or maybe they don't even have their own clubs. But for golfers that play at least more than one round a year, this is according to Golf Digest, what is the percentage of golfers that break 100?
It's lower than you think. I'm going to say it's about 70.
70%. What do you think, Jeff Blank?
I was going to say 45.
45. Dylan, what do you got?
We'll go in the middle. How about 60?
Okay. Dylan was the closest.
Let's go.
55%
yep.
of golfers who play more than one round a year break 100. And it obviously
crazy.
Says, you know, this number can fluctuate depending upon course factors and difficulty and things like that. However, it said that they believe it's up to 80% at some point that all golfers that do play more than once a year will achieve the milestone of breaking 100 at some point in their lifetime.
All right. But that's
not
that
about
thinking.
Right.
I misunderstood the question.
Oh. Yes. So anyway, breaking 100, yeah, 55%.
Yeah, teach a lot, and you see, you know, a lot of people, that's their goal. Hey, just, you know, and it's nice to set goals, right? That's what makes it fun. And then the goal is to break 100, then the goal is to break 90,
exactly.
then 80, then 70, and the goal is to play well in the club championship. And the, you know, so golf's a game for goal setting, and that's kind of what makes it fun. That's the pursuit of it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. In my lessons, teach a bunch of lessons here with some of them are beginner golfers, and it doesn't matter if you're trying to break par or you're trying to break 50 or whatever that goal is. But yeah, it's important to set goals. And when you achieve those goals, when you set your personal best, then you have a next goal that you want to shoot your next personal best. And it's just about, you know, knocking off little goals at one, right, once
but
at a time.
It's not a straight line, is it, though?
No.
Unfortunately,
and you got to have patience in this game, that's for sure.
Peaks and valleys.
Yeah. And no matter what your goal is going out, there is always that chance that it's going to go back up at some point. And sometimes even, Jeff, when people come to you for a lesson, or Dylan, people come for you for a lesson, sometimes making a change, people are hesitant because it might mean that their score might not go down instantly.
You know, I I understand when you say that, but I also don't buy into the you get worse before you get better kind of concept. Mm-hmm. If you're making a fundamental change that's going to help your fundamentals, and you give it a little bit of practice time and try to find a way to incorporate it, you're going to get better. You may not feel right in the beginning, but if the quality of your shot starts to improve, and then there's other things too. You know, there's other factors in scoring. It's not just how you hit the ball or hit the driver or hit the first shot off the first tee. It's chipping and putting and how you manage yourself and how you manage your mental game and a million different factors. That's what's cool about golf.
Yeah, there is a small uncomfort level when you're trying to teach a new move to someone, whether that's, you know, turning, get all the way through, show me the bottom of the shoe, getting that lower body involved. You could definitely feel uncomfortable, but once they start getting that muscle memory, then it becomes a little bit more natural to them, and they grow as a player. It's good to see.
And you have to commit to it. And you have to understand why you're making the change and how that change is going to make you better.
Yeah. Yep. No, I agree. And practicing, a lot of people might not practice as much as they should.
It is harder to go straight from a lesson out to the golf course, without hitting any balls. That might be a tough way. But you also, you're still playing the game, too. So it's not just rote.
Yeah.
Trying on the ranges, hit the same shot all the time. You got to learn to be creative with
it. And also, it's important, like during lessons, there's a lot of stuff that we're talking about, a lot of tips and suggestions. But when we're standing over the ball, we want simple swing thoughts. We don't want to be thinking about a bunch of different swing thoughts during that. Just simple swing thoughts. I like hit the center of the club face or just get all the way through. You don't want to be thinking about a lot of swing mechanics during that.
Yeah, tough to think and hit at the same time.
Right,
especially
right.
If you're me.
Yeah.
And you always say too, a huge piece of when you're about to stand over the ball is confidence, right?
You want it,
and that's always something with me. You said no matter what club, what type of shot, like you have to be. Yeah, take a confident swing. That's what I know when we're playing together, you always tell me that.
Yeah, I like the idea of, hey, watch this as opposed to, hey, don't watch this. Yeah. Watch me hit this shot. This is going to be a cool one. So I like when people have that kind of, that's when you're playing good. And if, it's the chicken and egg theory, confidence comes when you're playing good, or does confidence help you play good? But that's why routines are important, right? And what was the old Freddie Couples thing? His mindset before a shot was, I just visualized the best shot I ever hit in this situation. Well, that's a pretty positive mental image, and that's how you end up playing well.
Yep, and a great swing, of course, Freddie Couples has for a lot of people would love to have that swing. It's butter. We're live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club to start off our August shows. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Midas, Jeff Blank, and joining us here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club is head golf PGA Pro, Dylan Hayes. Dylan, we just came off of here a month of junior camp, and I was fortunate to be able to help out with you guys this year again. Tell everybody about it, because I know for me, I always, when you tell me the numbers that sign up for the camp, the number of different levels of golfers, I'm always saying that what you and Don and the staff here do it does with junior golf and players that now go on to do other things with junior golf. I always am bragging of how good the junior program is here.
Yeah. So we are lucky enough to have you and your son who actually went through the program. Now he's helping out, which is cool to see, and he's been a big help on a couple other days of the week as well. So it's good to see someone go through our junior program and get so involved with the game. But we have a golf 101 program and a players division, which is more of a 9-hole division where they get out on the golf course and play every week. But we had our junior club championship this past Wednesday, and we had about 75 kids out there running around and trying to show their skills off for their friends and their parents and the coaches, and it was a good celebration here. We had a nice award ceremony after. You put together a nice video for everyone, and the kids love it. We actually had a couple putt-offs, which gets the blood going, and everyone surrounding the green, and everyone's rooting on their friends, so it's cool to see. I remember when I was younger doing little putt-offs and chip-offs in front of your friends, and playing out on the junior club championship. It's good stuff, because I went through this junior program here at the club, and now to be running it and to be giving back to the kids and letting them enjoy it, it's good to see.
How many kids did we have this year?
I think we had almost 80 kids this year. In the past we have had about 100, so it's some years you have some down years. Some years you have some big years, but still a really heavy crowd. And we are open to the public as far as the junior golf goes.
I was going to say, that's one thing I think that's great. It doesn't have to be just Pendleton members. That I know you open it up then to the public
right.
at some point, so that people that maybe don't belong to a
yeah.
club but they want their kin to get involved in the game, they can
that's
attend
rare.
Junior camp.
That's rare. Most yeah. private clubs don't allow that. You have yeah. to be a member's child or grandchild. And listening, what the thing that jumps into my mind right away is fun. So
yeah.
every kid that came through just had fun.
Yeah. I try to emphasize that we're all out there having a good time. And even when I'm up there talking, I'm always trying to joke around. And I feel like the kids, they realize that it's summertime. We got to wake up early. We got to get to the golf course. We don't have school right now, but we still got to get up. And then when they get there, they realize I'm with my friends. I'm on the golf course. It's a beautiful morning. We didn't have any rain issues. We didn't have any weather issues this year. Every Wednesday morning was beautiful. So the kids loved it. You know, they and now they're all begging to come back out with mom and dad or grandma or their buddies. When can we get back out? So it's great to see that. And you know, hopefully we turn some of those junior golfers into future members one day. That's the ultimate goal. Or even in the golf business, you know, some of these kids that fall in love with the game could stay in the golf business and grow the game, and that's what it's all about.
And Pendleton's one of the courses in the area. There's not a ton of them, but they have both a 13U and a 17U for PGA Junior League.
Yeah, we got the All-Stars coming up this week. That's at Glen Oak on Thursday, and got a few guys representing our squad. Our 13U, Jackson Dowling, really, really good young kid. And then our 17U, we have your son, Jack Koziel. He's one of our top players on our 17U team. Justin Mosier, and then Nick Moley is another kid representing Pendleton Creek this week. So proud of those guys, and hopefully they can go out there and represent Buffalo North and Pendleton Creek and put our name on the map, you know?
Yeah, in the past, a few times, the team has advanced to the state regional round to take on other area state teams, and then the goal to get to the national one.
Yeah, the national one's fun. Yeah.
Representing
it's another
New
thing. Goal. We talked about goals and we talked about fun. Your
yeah.
son's been doing the PGA Junior League how long now?
I mean, since maybe he's like 7.
Yeah. And how old is he? 15?
And now he's 15.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
And he has played in other individual tournaments and the PGA Junior Tour, and like we know he did the International Junior Masters here, but he still says he's like, I still want to do Junior League because that the fun word, because
yeah.
he said it's the most fun.
That's why I'm going to try run one indoors at the dojo, the multiple dojo locations
yep.
this week. Just get kids together,
get them
have
together.
Fun.
Exactly.
And the team aspect of it makes it great.
That's what the main thing is. I tell all the parents and the kids here, you know, every Wednesday we have a practice, and it's Wednesday night. That just came to an end this past week. But every Wednesday, these kids get together and they go out there and play on the golf course, and they have so much fun out there. They all become a team. They all are playing their certain matches out there, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about you know, trying to grind over putts and win the match. It's about being out there with your buddies and having a good time. That's what I feel, and that's why you know, we continue to grow here in our junior golf.
We are live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club as we are with you 7 to 8 here on WGR and on our live stream. We're on X, we're on Instagram and YouTube at T2G Buffalo. All right, want to talk a little bit about membership here, opportunities for people. Now, we mentioned the junior camp open to the public. The pub is also open to the public, and you can have an event. There's three different venues you can actually have an event at here.
We got a lot going on at the pub for sure. Yeah, yeah. We have our Long Acre Cabin, and then we also have our patio, our upper patio, lower patio.
Yeah, if you're watching our stream, we're on the lower patio right now here. Good
yeah.
spot to be.
Yeah, so we got a lot going on, and it's just great to see the place flourish, you know. I've been here for quite some time, and there's been some days where there hasn't been a lot of people in the pub, and now to see the parking lot full all the time, and to have the staff that just manages it all so well, it's really great to see the place, you know, pop and be successful. And the ownership, they've been nothing but, you know, supportive of whatever we got going on. They have our back, so the owners have been, you know, top notch. This is the fifth year now, and every year just see the place grow more and more. Our membership, we are full with a wait list, and that continues to grow every day. Every day we're getting inquiries about membership. So
how can they get on that list next year, right? I mean, that's something to think about
if you're interested in membership here at Pendleton Creek, Don Schneider, he's our membership director. Just shoot him an email, don@PendletonCreek, and he'd be happy to get you on the wait list, answer any questions you have about membership fees and stuff like that. But yeah, we are a healthy club. It is it's so nice to see, because I grew up here, and this is home for me, so it's great to see the place flourish.
Wait list is a good sign. Yes, yeah, that means you're doing things right.
Absolutely.
We just put the email that Dylan just mentioned on the bottom screen here on our ticker. Don@PendletonCreek.com, or you can call 716-694-0366. But I've had a couple of meals in the pub this week. I
sneak down once in a while. I live very close, and I like to come in and grab some wings and an ice cold beer once in a blue moon.
Nice.
Dylan, you're going to be going to the Ryder Cup this year at Bethpage.
I am. Yeah, I just actually confirmed that couple of days ago, July 31st, I was like, I think I should probably figure out, how to confirm everything. And then it said, you got to pre-register by August 1st. And I was like, okay. So I made sure I got that done. Me and my brother Austin Hayes, or Hub, some know him as Hub, we're going to head out to Manhattan and take on the city to check out the Ryder Cup. So
beautiful.
Looking forward to that.
Well, it's not in Manhattan. You know that, right?
Well, we're staying in Manhattan. We're staying in Manhattan.
This guy's a big time. He stays in Manhattan.
That's a tough commute from Manhattan to there.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it ended up being Manhattan, but that was the connection we had. And someone said,
easy train ride right
out. We got a place for you in Manhattan. Come on down. All right.
It's beautiful.
So if Keegan calls on you to hit a shot, are you ready?
I'll be there for motivational support. Okay. I'll be on the side screaming my head off, but I'm all set on swinging the club that week for Ryder Cup.
If you were playing, would you want the crowd to go bananas while you're swinging, or would you want them to be quiet?
Honestly,
some of the guys tell them to make noise.
Yeah, I'm all for firing up the crowd and having a good time out there. Like when I'm playing with my buddies, we're listening to music, having fun.
Yep.
So I'm not the one for peace and quiet, but I can't wait to see the atmosphere there.
I feel like it would help with the nerves if you had the
noise going.
Yeah, I think if it's dead quiet, I think shaking.
I would want the noise.
I would want the noise. Yeah, it's way more fun.
Especially too. How many times
get that opportunity?
Right.
Yeah.
You might never get that opportunity again. So
it's the Ryder Cup.
Should Keegan Bradley take himself? He's 10th in the standings. The top six automatically qualify, and there's been a lot of talk of whether he should be on the team or not. I'd easily argue, I think, that he's playing as strong as any of the top 12 Americans would be at this moment. But
a month is a long time.
You've got three playoff events upcoming, and if you listen to any broadcaster on these broadcasts, they say about how taxing it is to be a captain, and then all the media responsibilities and all the other things that are going on. I don't know. Should he pick him? Should he pick himself?
I changed my mind on this. I thought he shouldn't in the beginning, but as well as he's playing, the team needs every good player they have. And somebody else can do some of the interviews and handle he can handle pairings and stuff at night. It's not, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot to do and a lot of media and stuff, but he's used to that. And it's a one big long week.
I feel like he's a lock at this point. I don't even think it's a question. I think maybe not a more interesting question, but a guy like Chris Goddard, who's really streaky right now, he's been playing really well overseas. Do you pick him? I mean, the sample size is so small.
That's where I pause. It's a small sample size. Yeah,
yeah.
Over some of the other players, and to take a guy without as much international and high end experience and stick him in that cauldron.
Yep.
That's a little different. So I'd always kind of lean to someone who's played in a lot more big events.
The top six right now, automatic qualifiers. If it ended today, Scheffler, I think we're all on board with him being on the team.
I don't know. Borderline.
Schauffele, Spahn, Henley, Bryson, Harris English. That would be the six.
Yep. Pretty good.
Okay. Now seven is Justin Thomas. Is he on the team, Dylan?
I'm a JT guy, so I love having his firepower out there, but I know he's been a question mark even last year, or the last Ryder Cup. I know he got in on a captain's pick. So,
but if he's the first one out,
I think he's in.
Yeah, he's
especially
in.
Especially, as we've said, the U.S. team in terms of for whatever value you put in the emotional side of it, the embracing the crowd piece of it.
He brings something to the table.
And experience.
Yep.
He, you know, you've got Spawn, first-timer there. You know, Harris and English don't have a lot of ton of international playing experience in these events, so I'd bring him out. Morikawa is an interesting conversation. He's eighth. He's been very, very inconsistent this year. Admittingly so himself has said that. But two-time major winner.
When are the picks made?
It's right after the playoffs.
Right after the playoffs. So there's a lot to be decided. Yeah. A lot's going to happen between now.
Based on how they finish the year.
Right, yeah. If all of a sudden you go in the gutter with your game, you're Morikawa or something, then you're not, you know, it's different. Even though you're seventh or eighth, if you're playing poorly, it's hard to pick you at that point.
Yeah. Ben Griffin is 9, who earlier in the year, who won twice. Now he's cooled. With Bradley, 10. You know, and now we get into, you know, who knows kind of category. 11 is Maverick McNealy. I don't think he's trending to say that you pick him. 12 is Brian Harman. He had a couple of good weeks, but in overall, very inconsistent. I mean, that's why these guys are where they are.
He's also not fun to play with.
Waggle?
The Waggles.
Well, a lot of things,
Andrew Novak is 13. Patrick Cantlay, 14. Again,
I'm anti-Cantlay.
It takes a special guy to play with him. A lot of guys don't like playing with him necessarily. Sam Burns is 15. Wyndham Clark is 16. Cam Young's having a good week. We'll talk to Kevin at Wyndham. He's 19. You mentioned Goddard up. He's 20. Finau said this week, when they were asked about him, he said if the decision was this week, he would tell Bradley not to pick him
because he's not playing.
He was putting one-handed a couple weeks ago. So
those kind of things don't breed confidence in your captain.
No.
You know, but
McCarthy 24, Batia's playing terribly. He's 25th, and Spieth 27. I don't know
that's
how much farther you want to go down the list.
Going back to Morikawa, like you almost have to pick him with that list. After it's just so many question marks.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not a huge Morikawa guy, but I mean he'll bring his A game for the Ryder Cup. I feel like
The course might dictate, you know, if it's between two guys, because Beth Page is long and brutal. Yeah, it's more of a basher's course. I feel like
All right, Dylan, I know you got to go because you got to get things going here. How about one more time? If people want to get membership information, how do they reach out?
Yeah. So Don Schneider, he's our membership director. Feel free to send him an email, don@pendletoncreek.com. And like I said, we do have a wait list, but next year, you know, it could, you know, after every off season, we lose
about turnover at every course.
20 to 30 members is kind of the typical off season. So if you're on the list and you're showing initiative and this is the place you want to be, you know, reach out to Don and get on that list. But yeah, we got the club championship coming up right now and real excited to see what some of these players can do. We got Ryan Edholm. He's the defending champ, so he's looking to
Coltiel is going to destroy him this weekend, just so you know.
Ryan, if you're listening, I know he's probably driving it right now.
Right. Worried about you.
He is.
That's what he's been thinking all morning.
Yeah. Off the air. Yeah, Coltiel was saying he's got this.
Like we said, we're setting goals. Brian's goal, he's playing from the tips. We're giving him a challenge of 80 or under. That's Brian's goal this year.
No, make it harder.
That's 80 or under from the tips. It's not going to be an easy course out there this year. We're putting the players to the test.
Brian's not a short hitter. He can handle the tips.
No, it's not. This is going to sound bragging, but it's not the length that screws me up. It's the accuracy. It's hard to play it from the trees out of bounds, you know?
Okay.
Jeff tells me I can't play it when I'm on the other side of those white stakes.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't hit it there. That's the answer.
That's right. Well, Dylan, you and Don and everybody here at Pendleton Creek are always very supportive of Tee to Green and growing the game, which is obviously why we're on the air, so I appreciate that.
Hey, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, gentlemen. Love chatting golf with you guys. And, good luck today, Brian.
Thanks.
Hopefully 80 or under.
That's right.
I'll be rooting for you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Head PGA Pro Dylan Hayes with us here on Tee to Green.
You're not going to win with an 80. You gotta go lower, Brian.
All right. Well, we'll discuss maybe how we can get that number down here a little bit.
Just play 15 holes.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Good point. Just come in and post right then.
Just post.
That'll put a little score up there. For sure. Okay. Yeah, we talked about, you know, what's happening at the Wyndham Championship. Kevin Sylvester's there working this week for PGA Tour Radio, so we're going to have him coming up a little bit later in the show. Okay, let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week and got a little bit more couple of more questions for you. Looking forward to it. Hey, if you're live on our stream, we appreciate you being with us. We're on X, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube at T2G Buffalo. Live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Thanks to Dylan Hayes for joining us with Jeff Blank, Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up. Tee to Green right here live on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. With two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard, we have created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, discounted bay hours, and two locations with one membership. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, and your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For 100 years, Lancaster Country Club has been about great golf, good times, and a welcoming community. Our championship course is among the best in Western New York, meticulously maintained, challenging for all skill levels, and ready for your next round. But golf is just the beginning. Whether it's a wedding, anniversary, or corporate event, our newly renovated clubhouse and banquet spaces set the stage for unforgettable moments. Membership opportunities are available. Be part of history at Lancaster Country Club. Visit lccny.com to learn more and schedule a tour today.
Hey, young golfers and parents in Western New York, are you ready?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
To compete, improve your game, and have a blast on the course, the Western New York PGA Junior Tour is your gateway to elite junior golf in the region. Why join the Western New York PGA Junior Tour? Compete in professionally run tournaments at top courses, improve your skills with PGA professional guidance, connect with other junior golfers in a fun, competitive environment, develop values like integrity, perseverance, and sportsmanship. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your game to the next level, our tour offers divisions for all skill levels and ages. This is your chance to shine. Spots are filling fast. Don't miss out. Register today at WNYPGA.com and get ready to tee it up with the best juniors in Western New York. The road to greatness starts here. Sign up now.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
We welcome you back here, Tee to Green. We're live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Jeff Blank. Thanks for being with us. Kevin Sylvester, part of our team, is going to join us at 7:45 live at the Wyndham Championship as we'll do our whip around the Pro Tours. It's a big week on the LPGA side with the Women's British Open, so we'll get updates on what's happening there coming up in just one moment. But it is our Western New York PGA tip of the week time, and it's Club Championship Day here at Pendleton Creek. So, yes, if you're driving in, you can't fluff your lies today.
I hope my dad's listening. Yeah,
he likes to do that.
He likes to. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's Oak Hills fairway on the. Yeah, he'll roll that ball around
just to make sure.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's talk about playing in all sorts of different scenarios with lies here today. We'll assume if you're in the fairway that that feels like a comfortable lie for people. But let's talk about maybe to start with hitting out of the rough and the ball is sitting down. And that's something obviously where maybe people normally are like, oh, I'm going to fluff it up.
Yeah,
you can't today in the club championship or whatever event you're playing in here. So when the ball's sitting down in the rough a little bit and you can't necessarily maybe see all of it, what are some things to be thinking about here?
So first of all, like learning to read lies is one of the most important skills in golf. So when you look at that grass after time, after you play for a while, you can learn how the ball's going to kind of react when you do when you have different lies. So a ball sitting down, depending on the rough, if it's sitting down lower than the the top blades of grass, typically you just want to move that ball back in your stance and create a little bit steeper angle of attack. Make sure you have some loft to get that ball up and out of the grass. Most people use too little loft in that situation. If you're using your four iron out of deep rough, unless you create Rory McIlroy speed, it's not going anywhere. And even Rory is going to go with a lot more loft in a situation like that.
All right. Now, it can sometimes kind of be sitting up on rough, kind of where maybe it's like down grain and, you know, the ball's sitting up there and you've got a chance to maybe make really good contact with it.
So, yeah, we get a jumper, or a flyer. I like those with on my second shot on par five sometimes when it's hard to reach. But if you're in that first cut of rough and it's sitting up and it's a dewy morning like today, and just a little bit of water, a little bit of grass might get between you and the golf ball, that's when that golf ball comes out hot, or what people call a flyer. And the way you'll notice it is it won't go as high because it comes out with less spin. So that ball is going to go a lot farther and land without spin. So just be aware of that, especially if you're downwind and you've got one of those lies where it's down grain or you're perched up just a tiny bit in that first cut or a little bit of moisture on the grass. Those would be the ones that tend to squirt and jump. They also won't curve. So it's hard to, like, if you're trying to hit a little fade or a little draw, or you usually do, those golf balls, that shot will not curve as much.
Okay, good stuff there. How about up? But let's talk about up by the green, some of these other lies right there. When, if the ball is maybe buried in a thick rough here, but you've only maybe got to hit 10 yards, what are something to think about with that, that kind of lie?
One of my favorite shots, which seems counterintuitive to people, is to hit it like a bunker shot. So if you take your most lofted club and open it up a little bit, get your kind of in a bunker setup there like you're going to hit a bunker shot, and intentionally hit behind the golf ball, hit it a little bit fat, it'll pop out of there. That way it'll, you get some loft on the ball and you can stop it with descent angle because you won't be able to stop it with spin. So if you kind of, if you go next to your green, your practice green, throw it down in the deep rough, take a couple swings. You're not trying to actually hit that ball. You're trying to hit a little bit behind the ball, and make sure you use the bounce of the golf club to help it glide through the turf. But you got to have speed. You can't do that shot with a half-hearted effort. You've got to have some zip right underneath the golf ball. The golf ball should pop up like a bunker shot and hopefully land softly.
Okay. You mentioned bunkers. Let's go there next. Mm-hmm. Sometimes maybe the grass, or, I'm sorry, the sand could be wet. Sometimes it could be dry. Mm-hmm. I know you say maybe that the spin might react a little different on something like that, right?
Yeah, so the firmer, wetter sand, you don't want to have your blade as open on your wedges because that bounce will tend to skip into the golf ball. That's when people blade it. And you also hit a little bit closer to the ball. So you can almost square up your sand wedge depending on how wet the sand is. To me, that's one of the easier shots in bunkers because it's still a margin for error, and it comes out of there with some zip and some spin. Fluffy sand is a lot tougher. That's where you have to have a little shallower, longer stroke into the sand, a lot more speed. Make sure you're keeping that blade open. If you're playing in a tournament today, you're playing your club champ, make sure you go and hit some chips and putts. You know, everybody just goes to the driving range and maybe they hit some putts. Hit some bunker shots too. You know, if you haven't practiced bunker shots, go out and hit a bunker shot or two. Get a feel for the sand that day. Every day is different in the bunkers, just like it is on the greens and in the fairways. So the bunker is going to react differently to the weather. So throw the ball, a couple balls down in a bunker, hit a few shots, get a feel for the sand that day, and you'll feel a lot more confident because you've hit some good bunker shots before your round.
All right. Good stuff there on lies. Yeah. Jeff Blank, were you taking notes?
I had mental notes.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. I'm too cold to take notes.
Yeah, I think reading the lie, Jeff Blank, you've been playing in some tournaments this summer. Coming up to the ball, obviously you can't fluff it when you're playing in these events. What's some of the things you're thinking about when you're going up to the ball there and seeing like what kind of lie you have?
Yeah, specifically around the green. You know, are the blades of grass going with you towards the ball, or is it against you? If you're gonna have to chop and kind of stop.
Oh, that type of thing when it's against you. Yeah, it's hard when it's
hard to get
you
through the ball. So you got to understand how the club's gonna react based on how the ball's sitting and which way the grass is going.
That's why I recommend when people practice short game, you know, people drop the ball in one spot and hit a chip to the same pin, chip to the same pin. Throw golf balls all around the green. Take a half dozen, sprinkle them wherever they land, play them from that lie and play them to a different pin if you can.
Yep.
Create some variety, create some creativity, create some, you can sit there and work on your motion with a basic chip, but every shot you're going to have is going to be different out there.
As you were going through and talking about these scenarios, that's one thing that I'll even, again, maybe mentally today, in the rough, when you have a shot there, is to take more loft. I think that's something that I know sometimes I'll get greedy out there with thinking about, I can still get it to the green with whatever. If it's a bad lie or it's buried a little, sometimes you have to take more loft, even if it means maybe not reaching ultimately where you think you want to reach.
Yeah, but you want to give yourself the next shot. Right. Yes. So you want to be able, you want to have access to par after that shot or birdie if it's par five or whatever.
Right.
So you want to burn it up there as close as you can. If you can't get it on the green, you can still get it up and down. You want to have a chance at par. You don't want to be hitting the same shot 10 feet in front of yourself again with a tree in the way or whatever, and then taking the same club and making the same mistake. So make sure you have plenty of loft. Get the ball out and play first. Anytime you're in trouble, think, safety first, depending on the situation. You're playing 36 holes this weekend, right? So one hole is not going to be the be-all or end-all of the tournament. So if you're going to, sometimes there's good bogeys, and sometimes you hit a bad shot and you just got to take your medicine. I don't like that, but it doesn't mean you can't get up and down from somewhere.
Yeah, the only other thing I guess I look at around the green, and I try to keep it simple. You know, when I'm approaching the ball, wherever the pin's going to be, do I want it off my back foot or do I want it off my front foot? Do I want a little bit more height or do I want it to run out a little bit if the pin's a little bit further? So try to keep it simple back foot, front foot, run it out.
Controlling your trajectory is super important. If you can't control how high you're hitting that golf ball, like around the green, you can't control how far it's going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing on the fairways. If you don't know how high it's going to go, you don't know how far it's going to go. So learning to control your trajectory is a tremendous skill. People talk about Tiger with the 9 shots, remember?
Yep.
So he would hit a low, straight, medium, straight, high, straight, low draw, medium draw, high draw, low fade, medium fade, high fade. And what that also does is keeps your game, your swing neutral. And keeps your, and then that kind of creativity works around the greens in like forever. That's what the best players do. Why is Phil Mickelson so good around the greens? Because he's creative and he's hitting crazy shots and he can take his four iron and do it like Seve. And you know, those kind of, those are the people that are good at short games. People that just have like a rigid chipping, stabbing motion and they're just trying to get it on the green. Try to, you know, also try to think about holing it. You know, if you ever, if you got a chance, if you got a good lie, or if you got 10, 15 feet, you know, read it like a putt. I'm going to try to land it on this line, visualize a good shot. It's going to roll out. It's going to drop in the front lip, and I'm going to make three instead of four. So that's if you're trying to hole it, aim small, miss small, right?
Beautiful. No, I think that's really, really good advice. Again, you can give Jeff's advice by going to see him at Golf Dojo. You can get lessons there.
Oh, yeah.
MyGolfDojo.com. You can book a lesson with Jeff today.
That's right. It's fun to do, too. I enjoy it. Plus, we have all the tools there to make you get better.
Yeah. No, I think... you know, coming in to see you and do it, you know, it doesn't have to be something twice a week, but it's something that maybe you should do regularly just to make sure that, you know, as you said, sometimes you like tighten things up, make sure everything is, you know, where it needs to be.
Yeah, and we have a track man in there, and it's a really great environment for teaching. But what you see with a lot of people is, like, especially if you see them occasionally, like I had a client last night or a customer or guy I coached last night, and little things creep in, like your stance will get a little bit open or your stance will get a little bit closed or the ball ends up creeping back in your stance, and then that affects everything else in the sequencing of your golf swing. And golf, you know, it's a simple mechanical motion in concept, and people complicated, and if you walk away with 32 thoughts, then you did not get taught correctly.
So
simplify the game and understand why the mistake, how you're making mistakes, and how to get better. That's why we use drills. So any sport, you do drills.
Yeah. All right. You can get lessons from Jeff again, mygolfdojo.com. You can go see him at the Niagara Falls Boulevard location or the Transit Road location and go get some good advice here from Jeff in person with your own swing.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. Yeah, we make it fun.
That's right. Yeah. And, of course, our tip of the week brought to you by the Western PGA, which has one goal, growing the game today, tomorrow, and beyond. And you can find your local PGA pro. Go to WNYPGA.com, type in your zip code, and it'll take you to the nearest PGA Pro, Jeff.
Yeah, look for that PGA logo, though, because that means at least you've committed to trying to be a professional about teaching and playing in the game. If you're just hanging a shingle and teaching somewhere and just telling people I was a really good player, I'll show you how to play this game, then you're probably not actually a really good teacher.
Okay, good advice.
That's my opinion.
Yes. All right, time out. When we come back here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club, we will head down to Greensboro and the Wyndham Championship. It's the final week of the regular season on the PGA Tour. Kevin Sylvester is going to join us live here as he's working hard this week for PGA Tour Radio. We'll get Kevin's take on the race to make the top 70. The playoffs start next week. Time out here from Pendleton Creek with Jeff Blank, Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up. Tee to Green live at Pendleton Creek on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Looking for a unique spot for your next meal? The Pendleton Creek Pub in North Tonawanda is an inviting, relaxed bar and pub. It's the perfect spot for you, your friends, and your family. The Pendleton Creek Pub is open to the public. It has the best pub cuisine, plus weekly dinner specials, live music, and weekend breakfast that'll have you craving more. Have a celebration you're ready to plan? The Pendleton Creek Pub, patio, and cabin offer one-of-a-kind settings that make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. Don't wait, as they have just a few prime summer weeks left. Current golf membership is full for 2025, but if you're interested in joining them in the future, give them a call to be placed on their waiting list. Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Pub. Come in and check it out in person at 4385 Tonawanda Creek Road or visit them online at pendletoncreek.com.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Welcome West New York golfers from Glen Oak Golf Club to another season with our great friends from Tee to Green. Here at Glen Oak, we're excited to get you started on your newest golf goals, whether they are testing the latest club technology with our TrackMan launch monitor, tuning yourself up with instruction and coaching from our PGA golf professionals, or just having a memorable experience with your friends and family. Please come and test yourself on our challenging Robert Trent Jones Sr. signature layout, West New York's most played golf course. Go to glenoak.com to book now, and let's make some birdies and memories together.
Looking for the perfect place to call your golf home this season? Tri-County Country Club is ready to become your golf home in 2025. Located just into Chautauqua County, Tri-County Country Club is just a 40-minute drive from Buffalo and has membership options and affordable rates that will fit your needs. No initiation, no wait list, pristine golf conditions on a course known for its rolling fairways, undulating greens, and beautiful natural scenery. Check out their membership information at tricountycountryclub.com. Also, there's more reason than ever to join today, as a brand new clubhouse is almost complete and will be a great place for your post-round meal and fun. So head to tricountycountryclub.com or contact GM and PGA Pro Dan Redding and see why Tri-County Country Club is ready for you to be a new member today.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Welcome back to Pendleton Creek Golf Club here, our first show of August. We're live on WGR and, of course, streaming live on X, Instagram, and YouTube at T2G Buffalo. The Wyndham Championship, they had a little weather issue at the end of round two. We're going to talk about it with Kevin Sylvester here in just one moment. But Cameron Young is your leader, playing very well. He's got a three-shot lead over a host of golfers. He's at 15 under par starting the day, and it's the final week of the regular season. We'll get more details coming up with Kevin here in just one moment.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, your hometown premium golf apparel company. Find us in your local pro shop or online at donaldross.com. Last week was the Senior Open at the Sunningdale Old Course, and it was won by Padraig Harrington. He beat Justin Leonard and Thomas Bjorn by three shots.
All right, LPGA leaderboard brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. And we went from the seniors to the women's AIG Women's Open taking place at Porthcawl in Wales overseas here. So we got two Japanese players at the top of the leaderboard, Miyu Yamashita at minus 11 and Ryo Takada at minus 8. We got four players tied for third at minus 4. And then keeping an eye on Lottie Woad and Nelly Korda. They're tied for 10th at minus 2.
Yep, two rounds to go. Yeah, that's a big one for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere.
You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Yeah, Lottie Woad actually getting even maybe a little bit more pub than Nelly Korda did this week. She had a lot of talk coming in. So
yeah, you go out and win your first event as a professional, that'll happen. A
lot of attention for sure. Okay, back to the Wyndham Championship. Let's bring in Kevin Sylvester now. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Kevin working for PGA Tour Radio. And Kevin, I know you were out on the course yesterday. I was listening a lot. I had a longer car ride, so I was listening to you yesterday. I know you were with Cameron Young, right?
At least
you were with for most of the day. Tell us how he's been able to get out in front of everybody so far.
Well, it's interesting. I talked to him after his first round for an interview, and I caught like a final couple holes because he was out early in the morning, and he said he just kind of simplified things and just kind of clearer thinking. And then yesterday, I got a chance to speak to his father, Dave Young, a PGA professional. It was a Sleepy Hollow golf club, which, by the way, if you have never seen the logo for Sleepy Hollow, it's awesome. It's the Headless Horseman. Cool. And his dad was actually wearing it. I go, by the way, one of the great logos. He's like, yeah, that's why I'm retired. I sold a ton of this stuff. But anyway,
nice.
I asked him, I go, what's your opinion on why your son's playing so well? What's turned around for him? And he said, he's just gone back to what he did his rookie year, just playing his draw, his right to left shot, and not trying to play shots that aren't up to his skill set, meaning not trying, I'm going to cut the ball in here. I'm not going to try to draw the ball. He's just playing his shot no matter where he is on the golf course.
Yeah,
and that's working out for him.
Yeah, it leads to confidence, doesn't it? You're confident over every shot. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he's always struggled, I thought, with his putting, but he was hitting it tight. I mean, number 14 yesterday, we knew the weather was coming in. It's the hardest hole in the golf course. Well, he banged a draw down there to 160, stuffed it to 4 feet. Birdie's the hardest hole. He reaches 15 into two putts for a birdie. He got the tee shot off before they blew the horn. And stuffed it about 5 feet on 16, and he just tapped in that birdie this morning to get to 15 under par. So, now the question is, because he's going to finish up here shortly with his second round, does that translate to the weekend play to rounds 3 and 4? 8-time runner-up on the PGA Tour, but you got to feel he's comfortable here. Went to college at Wake Forest, which isn't too far away, so comfortable on the surfaces. He's played here, I'm sure, a ton of times while he was in college.
And Kev, there's got to be some other stories there because this is the last week of the quote unquote regular season. What's going on at the back end of the people trying to qualify for the Tour Championship?
Well, one of the great stories, they qualify for the playoffs. Starts next week, right? Yeah. The top 70 make the playoffs. There's guys like Joel Damon who went out and shot 61 in the first round. Like he has to win, to get in. Mark Hubbard, who's, a 12 under par. He has to finish in a tie for second or better to make the playoffs. Right now, only three players project in, and in one of those, which is a great story, is Gary Woodland. He projects into 67th in the playoff race. you know, Ricky Fowler is probably going to miss the cut as it went to four. I think that's going to hold. He finished three under, but he was in at 63. But some players came here, you know, trying to improve their position to get inside that top 50. That's what it's all about. You get the signature events. You know, Hideki Matsuyama and Robert McIntyre came here with a chance to get inside the, you know, the top 10 in FedEx Cup standings, get paid out bonus money. Like Scottie Scheffler, I think, is making $10 million this week. It's $8 or $10 million, and he's not even playing because of the bonus money for the season-long race for the FedEx Cup. Yeah, but if you get inside the top, like 10th spot pays out $2 million. So, you know, Matsuyama was 20. He needs to win. And I think he's also trying to get into form. He'll just make the cut. And McIntyre, also the same, just will make the cut. But McIntyre is 15th, so you know he's got a shot to move up inside that top 10 with a big weekend.
Yeah, we were talking about the Ryder Cup kind of standings and where everything sits, and Cameron Young leading this tournament. Is it how surprising is it that he has yet to win a tournament on the PGA Tour, yet he's still in the kind of the running for the Ryder Cup? I mean, what's been the troublesome area for Cameron Young, you know, trying to get over the finish line?
Well, to me, it's been the putter and attitude. You know, he just didn't seem to get over things, you know, from what I witnessed in person through the years.
Yeah.
You know, just didn't seem to get over bad breaks and stuff, if you will. You know, and a big part of that's coming with maturity. And he's certainly got the talent. I mean, he hits the ball a long ways, but, you know, he's gone through different putters, different kind of grips, and I think he's just gone back to the basics here. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I mean, you see his play this week, and you know his firepower. Certainly Keegan Bradley's paying attention. Has to be, you know, when it comes to putting together a Ryder Cup team. So, yeah, I think Cameron Young is certainly in consideration. No question about it.
Kevin Sylvester, part of our TD Green team. You can hear him this weekend on PGA Tour Radio on Sirius XM as he'll be out covering round three and four of this tournament. Again, the regular season ends this week. The top 70 will move on, and then it goes to 50 and then to 30. And, Kevin, this year they made the change that in that tour championship, right, they're not going to have the staggered scoring anymore. It's going to go back to just kind of winner take all, and they all start at the right at even par to start the tournament.
Yeah, a couple of changes, right? So I think that's welcomed, right? Because there's been, you know, even though you started even par, if you were, say, 30th, right?
Yeah.
25 to 30, you're even par. And, you know, the leader's at 10 under. Like, you've got to make that up over four rounds. Very difficult to do. And so many players to pass, right? So I do like it that, if you make the tour championship, you got a chance to win it all, right? That's what it's all about. That's what the playoffs are about.
Right.
Right? And you don't make the AFC championship, but you're not the number one seed, and so you're down a field goal starting the game. So I think that was input from the players. But what they've also done is they've increased, there's going to be payouts based upon standings going into those things. So I don't know what the exact figures are, but it's not going to be $20 or $25 million to win the FedEx Cup if you win the Tour Championship. I think it's down to 15, and they're going to spread that money out over the first three playoff events.
Yeah, I like that. And then news for next week's first playoff event in Memphis. Rory McIlroy, Kevin, is not going to play. He's decided to skipping that first playoff event. What's been kind of the media buzz about him skipping that first one?
Well, it's certainly news, you know, when Rory McIlroy is not going to play in a playoff event where, okay, there's a check you're going to miss out on, but I mean he'll be okay.
Yeah,
and you know he's into the Tour Championship, so you know I think he's treating the Tour Championship like a major. Where all right, I'm going to get some rest, maybe I'll play the week before, and then get into it there. So you know and. Probably projected the forecast. I mean, Memphis is always.
I was going to say it's going to be 2 billion degrees. I don't blame him.
Let me tell you. You know, it was that way Thursday here. I was like, oh my God, give me the cooling towel. Let's go. And, you know, and I'm not walking up hills with a golf bag on my back like some of the caddies are doing there. So, you know, I guess I understand it's disappointing, certainly, but, you know, he has his reasons and, you know, maybe some different preparations. You know, he's building a house overseas and such. So, I think Rory reevaluated things after he won the Masters, and I went a little swoon there. So I think he's taking this approach because, you know, he's won the most FedEx Cups. He wants to get another one.
Yep. All right, let's finish with something that I'll call a little bit more lighthearted, but I wanted to keep Kevin on because I know for him this is serious business here. I sent you guys this week
here.
A tweet this week about somebody playing in an event here. So this is the info here. So a gentleman by the name of Keith Heenan, who plays at a 20.4 handicap, had a, quote, an amazing weekend at an event. Keith ended up winning net at his division at the Moon Golf Club's major event in Pennsylvania. We're talking about the club championship here at Pendleton Creek today. So their big event of the year, the Moon Club major event in Pennsylvania, not too far from here.
Now, this is Brian. Yes. This is, our legal department wants to say this. This is based upon a social media post, right?
So correct.
We have not verified this, it's a fun story.
But,
fictional, but a fun story.
The scores are posted, and it looks like Golf Genius is some of the picks. So, you know, it looks pretty legit here. Anyway,
there is a website that tracks these things.
Yes. So he had no scores posted under 97 in his entire. You know, you can look up the feed of all the statistics, but he ended up shooting in this three round event 88, 80, and 82, and he won by 13 shots.
Yeah, you didn't hear the follow-up to this?
So what was the follow-up?
He went to see Jeff Mitas for a lesson.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. So Kevin, for an experienced veteran of tournament play that you are here, what would be your reaction to this?
Oh, you'd take it in stride, Kevin.
Kevin, remember, we're live on the radio here.
I have been known to congratulate a competitor in a member guest who went out and shot a 78 as a 18 handicap against me and a partner. We got done. I immediately said, "Hey, congratulations on your career day." And he says, "What are you talking about?" I go, "Well, I mean, the odds of you shooting this round are like 1 in 1,500. There's a website for this, so I assume it's a career day." And he said, "What are you saying?" I said, "I say exactly what you think I'm saying." Career round.
I got in trouble as a head professional multiple times when someone came in with like a net 58. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
They didn't see the humor in it. But yeah, I always pointed that out.
Now, I do believe this. I do believe in those tournaments, like you concentrate more, you may not take as much risk. You know, I do think there's a different way to play those things, but not by 13-shot victory. Come
on. The data would belie some of that, that the USGA keeps.
So if you're hitting...
They belied it right there. He never posted anything below 97. I'm like, come on.
That's right. Anyway, if you're a 20 handicap and you've never posted anything 97... Don't play a tournament and come in with an 80 because you might get questioned. That's the lesson right there.
Yeah, you don't need to win by 13.
Right.
You might get more than questioned.
Might get more than just questioned. You're right.
Yeah, it might be hard getting out of the parking lot.
Listen, the 88 is believable. It's the following up with the 80-82 that is not.
Yes.
No.
All right. Well, Kevin, we had to get you in a good mood here before you go do your work today. So appreciate you joining us. We'll listen to you on PGA Tour Radio. Thanks, Kev.
All right, guys. Looking forward to a good day.
All right, see ya. All right, Kevin Sylvester with us here as we broadcast live here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Club Championship just about to get started here, so we're looking forward to that. Enjoy your weekend. It's going to be maybe the most perfect weather for golf this weekend.
Yeah, well, you play well today, Brian.
Thank you.
Positive thoughts, work on your routine, and just go out there and hit the best shot every time.
I'm going to have you in my head right before I stand over the ball. Confident swing, confident swing.
Cocky swing.
That's right. Okay. Swing. Watch this, as you said.
Yes, yeah.
Watch this. Want to Jeff Blank, thank you.
Thank you.
You played in the Western York Open, by the way.
Oh, it was fantastic.
That was a good experience for you, right?
Quite warm, but yeah, it was great. They did Western New York PGA did a great job setting it up.
That was at Glen Oak. Awesome. Hey, next week we'll be a little south. We'll be down at Tri-County Country Club.
Yep, my old stomping grounds. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So Dan and the crew will be ready to talk to you. I want to thank everybody here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Dylan Hayes, the PGA Pro, for joining us. Don Schneider, the membership director. If you want to send him an email, don@pendletoncreek.com to get membership information. Thanks to producer Dan Dale back in our Amherst studios. And for Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Blank, Jeff Mitas, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening here. Tee to Green every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock right here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green.
presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience that you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences, all while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. There are so many ways to enjoy being a member with their incredible indoor-outdoor patio and their addition of their new simulators. For more information or a tour, call Roland at 716-433-5969, extension 103. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.